That's the call of the Bicknell's thrush, a migratory songbird that winters in the Caribbean but comes to northern New England to breed. The Bicknell's thrush has long been hard to find in the region, and conservationists say that's becoming a big problem. In fact, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced last week it's considering the Bicknell's thrush for endangered species status. Molly Madison is a conservation advocate at the Center for Biological Diversity in Vermont. She joins us now to explain. Molly, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks very much.
Could you first describe the Bicknell's thrush?
Yeah, the Bicknell's thrush is a robin-like bird. It's smaller than a robin, but like other thrushes in our area, such as the hermit thrush or the wood thrush, it's kind of a uniform brown color with some brown streaking. It wouldn't probably strike most people as a very flashy bird, but it is a bird with a beautiful call like other thrushes in our region. The species itself was only identified as a separate species in 1995, although it's been observed for many decades before that.
I mentioned it's considered hard to find in New Hampshire. It's been seen in Mount Washington, but not a whole lot of other places. What makes this bird elusive?
Well, primarily because it's found only in very remote and difficult places to access for most people. It lives just below timberline in our northeast mountains, so in the White Mountains, in the Adirondacks, and the higher elevations of the Green Mountains, where there's very dense spruce fir forest. We would find it almost impossible to walk through such forest. Unless you're, you know, hiking on a trail up high or maybe Mount Washington where you can drive to the top of the mountain. Otherwise, you're just not going to be in the places where the Bicknell's thrush lives.
But now there's concern it's not only elusive, but it actually may be endangered. Why is that?
Well, there's a number of reasons. One is because it has such restricted habitat and such a restricted range in the northeast, and it lives at the tops of these mountains. It's very vulnerable to habitat destruction. And the overarching threat to its habitat now is climate change, because as the climate warms, it's driving the zone for the type of forest that it prefers or needs up higher and higher. So literally its habitat is going to be gradually pushed right off the tops of the mountains unless we are able to arrest and reverse climate change.
Now, aside from the goal of simply keeping an endangered species from going extinct, is there a concern that if the Bicknell's thrush was to decline or go extinct, that it may have effects on other species or its ecosystems?
Well, these kinds of things are often difficult to parse out. You know, the Bicknell's thrush is an insect eater, feeding on insects that, you know, may be pathogens or attack tree species. So that might be something that we could identify as a role that it plays in the ecosystem. From a broader perspective, though, the real importance of the Bicknell's thrush from a human point of view is that it's a bellwether to us of the health of these high mountain ecosystems and a bellwether for how severe climate change may affect many species as well as humans.
And what is the next step in this process now that it's being considered for endangered species status?
Well, the Fish and Wildlife Service has committed itself to what's called a status review. They are going to now dive in more deeply into the scientific literature, consult experts on the species, and they're going to put together essentially a report that looks at all the threats to the species, and the end result of all that will be a recommendation whether or not the species warrants listing under the Endangered Species Act.
Molly, thanks so much for taking the time and talking with us.
Sure, thank you.
Molly Madison of the Center for Biological Diversity in Vermont. You can find out more about the Bicknell's thrush at our website, nhpr.org.